If your mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural. Just bring it back to with the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. And if you could hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Beginning with Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. If the mind wanders, it's all right. Don't worry. Just bring it back with the simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare. And if by Krishna's mercy, the mind slows down and you can hear the mantras, so fortunate. Then even become more intent and prayerful and deep. Just bring your mind back to that simple but wonderful goal of being with Krishna, the attempt to be with Krishna. The attempt is glorious. What to speak of the success that comes by Krishna's mercy if he so desires. Just the attempt to be with Krishna is glorious. By touching the holy names with your consciousness by hearing. Try your best. Be determined to try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names now. Now. Be determined to try your best. That's all. But be determined for that. Yes. So the question was, how can you actually hear every name if you're chanting even at a speed of 7 minutes per round? Well, 2 points. At least theoretically... 3 points. At least theoretically, it should take the same amount of time to chant an inattentive round as an attentive round or attentive mantra. Theoretically, it doesn't take any more time to hear than it does to not hear because you're still chanting and there you are. The problem is that the mind tends to be sped up. This is what I see, that the mind tends to be sped up because this is life in Kali Yuga, and therefore upadrishtaha, the Bhagavatam says. The mind is always disturbed and it's so sped up. So to slow down and hear, which is actually quite natural, to hear what you're saying, what's coming out of your mouth, is quite difficult. It's quite a challenge. So one thing that I've seen is that when you make the attempt and you're successful a little bit, even though it may take you, practically speaking, longer, when the mind slows down a little bit, then you can speed up very easily. That's what I've seen in answer to that question. And then you have to ask yourself the question, is it better to chant am I committed to chanting fast, inattentive rounds? Or do I want something better than that? And I think that from what I've seen also in my own life, because I happen to have been gifted with a very wild mind, that to get your rounds just finished, if that's the goal, which often occurs, it's better than not getting your rounds finished, but it's not very satisfying to the heart. It's not very satisfying to the consciousness. So these are the tricky choices in life. Am I satisfied chanting inattentive rounds and not hearing anything? Because it's easily possible to chant 16 rounds a day and not hear one, not only mantra, but not only one name. So is that going to bring me what I want? So... some tricky questions in there. So some introspection and some balance is I think, will be helpful too. What do you think? But the question is how to get from unfocused chanting. And it's not that if you chant fast, that means your mind is focused. It means that when you're chanting very slowly and your mind, it's often an indication that the mind is wandering a lot. But it doesn't mean that the purpose is to chant quickly and not hear anything, certainly not. So if it takes us a little extra time to get the mind into the habit of focusing, and then you could speed up, then it seems to me a good thing. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada also instructed that we should pronounce the names very clearly. We should use our tongue and our lips and the teeth. But every name becomes pronounced.
Yes.
And, what that if we endeavor, as you're saying, how we try to focus, then Krishna hears his names and he will respond, I think. That.
Yes. It's a good answer to your question, too. It's the attempt is what we want, to be with Krishna. And that should be in the forefront of the mind, that the gift of the holy names, and how fortunate we are to have this opportunity to be sitting down with nothing else to do, and see the tendency of the mind is to sit down without thinking and sort of mindlessly chant, and how much more time and how many more rounds do I have to get completed, and here's my mobile phone and let me text a little bit while I'm doing it and do this and that and that and that. So if you try to have a conversation with anyone, I often do this, you know, as an example. I put someone right in front of me and I tell them, explain to me how your day today was from the very beginning. And they start talking to me. And I'm going like this. I ask them how they feel. And they feel, I feel that I don't want, first of all, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to relate to you. And I feel you don't want to have anything to do with me. So, it's just natural, and Krishna is a person too. I mean, we're persons too. He's the original person. So, and if someone on the other hand is actually, you know, when if you take a course in counseling or something like that, they tell you what you're supposed to do to show, you know, to show the person you're listening, and you're supposed to go like this, and like, every once in a while at least go, and you give the eye contact or whatever. Just to show the person that you're actually trying to listen and try to be with them in the form of listening to what they're trying to say. So, and again, the, you know, the example on the other side of, it's not very, it doesn't impress the person. So, and it's actually, I find it's very hard to be sincere. And that's the essence of the issue. Do I want to be with Krishna right now and take the trouble to be with Krishna, the austerity of the mind to decide, yes, I want to be with you and I'm going to do what's required? Yes, sincerity. Prabhupada was once asked about at 22nd Avenue, I think either by Brahmananda Prabhu or Satsrupa Maharaj, about so many philosophers. Is this one a good Krishna conscious? Is this philosopher Krishna conscious? Is this and Prabhupada's reply was, their sincerity is their Krishna consciousness. So this is the issue, and Krishna reciprocates with our sincere desire to be with him in the mood of service. So chanting, when we look at our japa as service, devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. It's devotional service defined by Sri Prahlad Maharaj. And it's also possible to do, if you do deity worship, it's possible to do that mindlessly. It's possible to clean the floor of the temple room mindlessly. And this is the natural tendency in Kali Yuga. And it's not very satisfying to me. And that means it's not satisfying to Krishna. I mean, it's better than nothing, certainly. Yeah. Okay. Last question, because we also have to chant japa in the japa time. Yes. One time also Prabhupada said, when they asked him, what should I do with my mind? This is on a morning walk. What should I do with my mind when I'm chanting? And Prabhupada said, what is the question of doing anything with your mind? Just here. And he made it sound so simple. Yes.
I think we are a little bit lack of experience. Yeah? What you are telling us, I understand by logic, but I don't have that experience.
Of? So, what experience don't you don't have?
Feeling the existence of Krishna and just like a person next to me. Yeah. So I would like to ask a personal question. What do you feel when you chant?
Well, one thing is I could tell you what I feel like when I don't chant. That maybe is easier. And you wouldn't want to be around me. And I could clearly perceive the difference between chanting when I'm hearing and chanting when my mind is wandering. The satisfaction and the dissatisfaction. Is that all right? Could you also perceive that?
Yeah, I had the same experience, but it is an experience of not having something, yeah? I would like to be here, experience of having something.
No, well, you have the experience of differentiating between not being with Krishna in different forms, not chanting inattentively, and chanting a little bit attentively even making the attempt and hearing some mantras. That experience is clear, so it's having something. And I'll speak on your behalf. So the experience of not chanting is zero, or minus something. The experience of chanting but inattentively is zero, say. And then the feeling of chanting attentively without love, but just without the offense of inattentiveness, pramada, is there's some life in the heart. There's some satisfaction that comes to the heart. So then we pull out kamutya nyaya, which again means if it's like this, at this stage, just imagine what it's like. Just imagine what it's like if you're chanting with a sincere desire to serve Krishna, and that's mixed in with your hearing. What to speak of if you chant with taste, which comes by Krishna's grace? What to speak of if you chant with attachment to Krishna? What to speak of if you chant with longing to be with Krishna? That I cannot tolerate any longer not being with you and sitting next to you when I'm chanting. What to speak of chanting with prema, with love? So we can use a multiplier, so to speak. Okay. So let us try our best. One time someone asked, it was actually His Holiness Tamal Krishnamaraj during the 1960s in San Francisco, asked Prabhupada, and this was during the Vietnam War days when the United States was fighting with Vietnam and the young men were being drafted into the army. And none of the young men, or most of the young men, didn't really want to go into the army. And there was something called the draft board, which was the board of, in every area, had of people who would, they would write you a letter and say, now you're in the army. So in 1968, His Holiness Tamal Krishnamaraj asked Srila Prabhupada, what is it like in Goloka Vrindavan? And Prabhupada said, you won't be bothered by the draft board. So how are you going to describe it? Another time at 26th Second Avenue, someone asked how, because the people were taking intoxications and LSD at that time. And someone asked Prabhupada, how do you compare Krishna consciousness, deep Krishna consciousness, being with Krishna with LSD? And Prabhupada replied, it's like an ocean of LSD. What are you going to say when the person's frame of reference is, has nothing to do? And the proper mood to take the part of the question that you were sort of hinting at and sort of asking, what's it like to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names? The best to, because it's such a good question to get cheated by. Because that means you have to believe what the person's going to say, and who knows. So the best thing to do with that question is, and we'll probably sing the song of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the 11 o'clock class, is Kabe Habe Bolo De Sedinamara. When will that day be mine when I could be with Krishna and experience his presence in the holy name? When that sincere longing comes to the heart, then it's when we sincerely long to be with Krishna, then it's not long before we will be with Krishna. But if we sincerely would like, wouldn't it be nice to find out what it's like to be with Krishna? And at the same time, wouldn't it be nice to get the newest mobile phone? And at the same time, wouldn't it be nice to have this? And wouldn't it be nice to this? And wouldn't it be nice to have that? And the mind is chattering away with all its desires. So it's a gradual process in that sense. But it can be immediate if the full sincerity is there. Okay. Focus your mind on what we're going to do right now, please. And I'll also attempt to focus my mind. And if you can just make this sincere attempt to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. And not insult Krishna by saying, now I'm going to sit down, come be with me in the form of the holy names. You're so kind to be with me in the form of the holy names. Now I'm not going to pay any attention to you. Let's just try our best and try to develop a new habit. And think, you could also think what it would be like if I actually chanted with some devotion or some surrender. How wonderful it would be. Kabe habe bolo se dinamara. When will that day be mine? When, oh, when will that day be mine? When I'll be an actual devotee or a servant of, actually a servant of a devotee. You try to be sincere in your chanting and you'll become humble. Try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names and you'll become humble. And then when you're humble, you can become a beggar. And if you become a beggar, you can become a wealthy man or lady. Because Krishna is very generous. Mahaprabhu was very generous. Nityananda Prabhu was very generous. Srila Prabhupada is very generous. The holy names are very generous. Do you believe that? Find out. At least you'll be fighting against the habit, the terrible habit of completing just chanting and letting the mind wander all over the universe. At least struggle against that habit and make the attempt to be with Krishna, the sincere attempt. You may succeed, you may not succeed, it's irrelevant. You may chant fast, you may chant slowly. Just try your best. Ask Krishna for help, ask Guru for help, ask Srila Prabhupada for help, ask Nityananda Prabhu for help, ask Mahaprabhu for help. You can only win. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare, you're so fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Focus. Devotee care also means taking care of yourself. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. If you can chant with the desire to serve, you're so fortunate. If you can chant with some taste, you're so fortunate. If you can chant with love, prema bhakti, you're most fortunate. Oh, I'm going to... Do you speak Hindi?
No.
I don't either. But I know how to say a few things. One is, Toda Badme. You should tell your mind. Later, tell me about it. Now I'm just going to hear. Because the mind will do that. It's so subtle. It will put a thread down of, oh, here's something that's attracting you. Here's a thought. It seems so simple. And so innocent. And you grab that thought, and then you'll find 15 minutes later, oh yes, I was supposed to be chanting Hare Krishna. Does your mind ever do that to you? Well, so does mine. So right in the very beginning, thank you very much, my dear mind, but Tora Badme. A little bit later, we'll discuss this. I read in Yamuna Mataji's book, where Prabhupada told her, no lists until after 16 rounds are finished. Or you can tell your mind, yes, this is wonderful, so important. It's so important that I'm sure you'll remind me later. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. And then...
How many personalities in the Mahamantra?
Oh, how many personalities are in the Mahamantra? Well, there are so many translations of the Mahamantra. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami gave a translation where it's Srimati Radharani is the speaker and everything is about Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur translated the Mahamantra in one way. Gopal Guru, Srila Gopal Guru translated another way. There's others, I can't remember them right now. Srila Prabhupada, that was the one I wanted to get to. Srila Prabhupada gave us a very simple one. Two simple ones. Not too simple, overly simple, but he said, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, please engage me in your service. And this is the... And then the second one was very similar. Please accept me as your servant, or please accept me even. And because this is the foundation of spiritual life, becoming a servant. And I've seen with devotees who have somehow been separated from their service when they've left the movement or something like that. The thing that they miss the most, one of the things they miss the most, is service. So this is, it's so essential, it's so fortunate. If you have a service to do, you're so fortunate. So if we can... if we can desire to serve, but not just work or some activity, but service. The service is like the flower. When you offer a flower, Krishna says, patanam puspam palam tayam. But yomam bhakta, this is the external manifestation of the internal mood of, please accept this. This is, it's like taking it from the heart. This is, it's the bhakti that gives the flavor. So if we have some service to do, some devotional service, some seva, this is the external manifestation of the internal mood of, I want to please you because you are so wonderful, something like that. So this is and Prabhupada also said that there could be three meanings. There are three Ramas. There's Lord Ramachandra, Balaram, and Parsaram. So, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, when we say this, Rama means, see, Radhika Raman. So there could be many ways of understanding it depending on one's mood, but the basic foundational one is, O Krishna, O energy of the Lord, O Srimati Radharani, please allow me to serve you. Please allow me to serve you. This is the fulfillment of who I am. I am your servant. Gopi Bharta Parakamalaya Dasa Dasana. I am your servant. If I could be engaged in your devotional service, this is me, actually. This is who I am. I'm your servant. Nitya Krishner Nityadas Jivera Srupoya Krishner Nityadas. So I'm not sure I answered your question. I answered a little, but yeah. Yes, right enough, Doctor. See, that's what happens sometimes. You have to beat it to make it cooperate. Yes. But we have to hold it closer because you fade it out. Or beat it again. Like the crying of a child for mother, he's liking that. And if any mothers have any children now, they could pinch and get the child to cry a little bit. I only said that because I knew there were none. But when the child is crying, it has such a potency. And you could hear, especially the mothers can hear, but when the child is serious, really needs mother, or when just sort of something's disturbing them or something like that. When the child is crying for mother, that it's so potent that that sound pierces the mother's heart, practically speaking, and she must come as quickly as she can. She must come. It's so powerful because the need is there. I have no one else but you. I need you. Or like a baby monkey crying for... When the monkeys are alone, when they get separated from their little monkey packs, the little ones, they make the sound that I can't properly imitate, but it's something like, have you heard that? Mother, where are you? Like a baby, chant like a baby crying for mother, calling for mother. Okay, one last question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. When we consider the name of Krishna, our senses are convinced that the name Harinam is non-different from Krishna. The basic understanding that Krishna is not different from his name, that conviction in the mind is not there in the material senses. So we are trying to just chant the mantra, but we are not able to develop relationship with the person that you are talking about. Krishna is a person. Harinami Prabhu is also a person. So that conviction, how to build that conviction that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is non-different from Krishna. That conviction once comes, it is a person. Harinam Prabhu is a person. Then we can develop a relationship with that Harinam Prabhu. So how to bring that conviction that Harinam is not different from Krishna?
Very easy. All you have to do is attain the stage of Bhava Bhakti. Yeah? Then the holy name is experienced as Krishna. So you could take that same question and expand it. How do we experience that Krishna is a person? And that's our process. To develop Ador Shraddha. Do you worship any deities? Yeah. How do you know that they're not stone or wood or whatever? Do you feel some reciprocation? Oh, anyway, it's not a fair question to ask in public, these things. But when you worship the deity, we say the deity. And deity is a Latin-derived word that means God. So we worship. How do you know that the Dham, that Sri Vrindavan Dham is no different from Mumbai? You come and you develop a relationship. You offer something. You walk. You chant here, and there's some reciprocation. How do you know that an exalted soul is really an exalted soul? You do some service and you experience the Dham, the Bhagavatam. How do we know it's not a novel? Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's potency in these things. So by association, you experience something. You get a glimpse of the potency. Prabhupada even said that even if a non-devotee comes to Vrindavan, they will feel separation from Krishna. I've seen atheists understand, didn't necessarily experience love for God, but they understand immediately Vrindavan is not an ordinary place. I've seen people on yoga tours come to Vrindavan who don't know anything about Krishna, but as part of their yoga they come and you put japa beads in their hand. I've seen tears coming from their eyes. That's what they, when looking at the mercy of Putana, that Krishna gave to Putana, our acharyas say, she wasn't even not only wasn't she a devotee, kam vadayalum sharanam brajema, but she wasn't even a non-devotee who was neutral. She was a demon, and yet Krishna was so merciful to her. So yes, when will Krishna shower me with a drop or two of mercy? But the reality is we are already being showered by mercy. And if we can just reciprocate with that mercy, then the mercy increases its flow, or our conscious awareness of the mercy increases. And then when you experience some mercy from Krishna, naturally you want to reciprocate more. And then Krishna, and that defines Vrindavan, actually, where there's a reciprocation between the devotees. This is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 4, how specifically talking about the Braja Gopikas, that there's this competition that goes on. That the gopis want to see Krishna's happiness, and then when they do something, they're dressing or something or another with the pure desire to make Krishna smile, they see him smile in happiness, and their happiness increases. And when Krishna sees their happiness increase, then his happiness increases. And it's an unlimited, eternal increase of ecstasy, ecstatic happiness. That's this anandam buddhi vardhanam. That's the ocean of bliss that the soul is longing for. So it's a dance of reciprocation, one could say. And then we wonder, when will Krishna be merciful to me? And then another way to look at it, that's Krishna's part of the relationship. When will I desire to do something sincerely for Krishna? And that's my part of the relationship. Okay. Please go and take prasadam. Thank you very much. Such nice chanting, such nice devotees. And we shall see you, Krishna willing, at 11 o'clock. And then again at 4 o'clock. And again in the evening, and again so many times during the day. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.